Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your home for this Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Esther chapter 9, verses 1 through 19. And in today's reading, the Jews destroy their enemies along with Haman's 10 sons in the capital city of Susa and throughout all the provinces. And again, God's guiding word for us this week will begin with prayer. All right, so let's begin in Esther chapter 9 and verse 1. The 13th day of Adar came, the day on which the royal proclamation was to take effect, the day when the enemies of the Jews were hoping to get them in their power. But instead, the Jews triumphed over them. In the Jewish quarter of every city in the empire, the Jews organized to attack anyone who tried to harm them. People everywhere were afraid of them, and no one could stand against them. In fact, all the provincial officials, governors, administrators, and royal representatives helped the Jews because they were all afraid of Mordecai. It was well known throughout the empire that Mordecai was now a powerful man in the palace and was growing more powerful, so the Jews could do what they wanted with their enemies. They attacked them with swords and slaughtered them. In Susa, the capital city itself, the Jews killed 500 people. Among them were the 10 sons of Haman, son of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews. Parshandatha, Pandolf, Aspertha, Poratha, Adelia, Ardatha, Parmashta, Arase, Arade, and Vizatha. There we go. However, there was no looting. And that same day, the number of people killed in Susa was reported to the king. And then he then said to Queen Esther, "In Susa alone, the Jews have killed 500 people, including Haman's 10 sons. What must they have done out in the provinces? What do you want now? And you shall have it. Tell me what else you want, and you shall have it." Esther answered, "If it pleases your majesty, let the Jews in Susa do again tomorrow what they were allowed to do today, and have the bodies of Haman's 10 sons hung from the gallows." And the king ordered this to be done, and the proclamation was issued in Susa. The bodies of Haman's 10 sons were publicly displayed. On the 14th day of Adar, the Jews of Susa got together again and killed 300 more people in the city. But again, they did no looting. The Jews in the provinces also organized and defended themselves. They rid themselves of their enemies by killing 75,000 people who hated them. But they did no looting. This was on the 13th day of Adar. On the next day, the 14th, there was no more killing, and they made it a joyful day of feasting. The Jews of Susa, however, made the 15th a holiday, since they had slaughtered their enemies on the 13th and 14th, and then stopped on the 15th. This is why the Jews who live in small towns observe the 14th day of the month of Adar as a joyous holiday, a time for feasting and giving of gifts and food to one another. You know, it was interesting that as the Jewish people were allowed to defend themselves, to organize a defense, and then when their enemies came against them, as the wicked Haman had planned for the annihilation of the Jews, but the Jews got together, organized their defense, and they were able to defeat all the enemies of the Jewish people. Over 75,000 people were put to death. It's interesting that when the king came to Queen Esther and asked her what she wanted, she asked that the sons, the 10 sons of Haman who'd been killed, that their bodies be put on the gallows for all to see. And this is interesting, you know, when a lady asks for something like that, it seems kind of bloodthirsty. God's goal was to show all the people of the kingdom that when you choose to stand against God and God's people, that you and even your family are going to be put to death. And this was a warning to all who would follow, who might one day want to try again to annihilate the Jews, to be reminded of the wonderful victory that the Jews experienced that day. And as a matter of fact, that holiday is celebrated even today. It's called the Feast of Purim, P-U-R-I-M, Purim. And it is the time when the Jews celebrated their victory over their enemies. Let's pray. God of grace and mercy, you alone are God and worthy of praise. You are indeed mighty, and I am in awe of your wondrous deeds. Thank you, Lord God, for your saving love. Amen. Well, that brings today's reading to an end and our time together to an end. Join me tomorrow as we will read in Esther chapter 9, verses 20-32. The Feast of Purim is celebrated and initiated. So, join me again tomorrow. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.